She was the princess, after all, the only daughter of the king and queen. But how many times had she wished to be one of the village girls she saw from her window, careless and unhurried, bringing baskets of flowers and honey to the market to sell? How many times had she longed to get on her horse and ride until sunrise, nothing but the wide open horizon in front of her, nothing beside her but the wind in her hair? Her daydreams came to a pause as she stopped in front of one of the portraits hanging on the wall. It was one she visited often, the image of a beautiful queen with twinkling eyes and long tumbles of crimson hair. It was a portrait that happened to look very much like herself. She pulled in a breath, checked the hallway again, then slipped her fingers beneath the frame and swung it forward off the wall. There was a little alcove tucked into the stone behind, just big enough to store a book, or a chest, or a prophecy that could help you save the world. It was empty now. Without really thinking about it, she slipped her hand inside, feeling around the corners as she'd done so many times before. She wondered if anyone had known about the alcove before a magical pendant had led her mother there one night. She wondered if anyone would notice if she made her way through the wings of the castle, discreetly examining the other paintings.
Checking for mice?
She jerked her head back with a gasp, whirling around to see a handsome man standing in the middle of the darkened hallway. It was the middle of the night, but he was still wearing pants and a loose tunic. His dark hair fell messily around his face. His feet were bare. You'd never guess he was a king.
Father, you scared me.
Perhaps it was the wolf blood, perhaps it was the ranger, but the man could be completely silent if he desired. Supposedly, she had the same ability herself. She'd yet to find it. He glanced to the alcove and back again, a knowing twinkle in his eyes. You think something's changed since the last time you checked it? He cocked his head to the side, staring down with an affectionate smile. You know, I'm tempted to fill it with something just to surprise you. A rabbit, perhaps, or a recently deceased fish. She snorted and swung the portrait quickly back to the wall.
It still baffles me that an entire kingdom of people chose to give you a crown.
Beleria is famed for its whiskey, he said practically. There's a chance they were all drunk. With that, he lifted his arm and she slipped inside, breathing in the familiar smell of his clothes as she rested her head against his chest. Wind, leather, and wine. She didn't know how it was possible, given that they'd spent almost the entire day indoors, but her father always seemed as if he'd swept in from the forest, the light of adventure still shining in his eyes. For a moment, they stood there together, looking at the portrait. Then he glanced down at the top of her head with a troubled expression his daughter would never see. You know, the thing about prophecies is they never come when you're looking for them. She sighed quietly, still staring dreamily at the portrait.
It must have been incredible,
she murmured.
The night Mother's necklace led you all here, to reach inside the wall and find your destiny, written there for all the world to see.
He laughed shortly, tightening his grip on her shoulders. It was the worst day of my life.
The worst?
She repeated incredulously.
How could it be the worst?
He stared out the darkened window, a faint smile still lingering on his lips. We'd just defeated a wizard, beaten back the royal army, resurrected a dead friend, and restored the five kingdoms. I'd just gotten your mother back. He paused suddenly, as if parts of the journey were still difficult to remember. And then a prophecy threatened to take it all away. She stared hard at the portrait, almost as if she could see the alcove on the other side.
But you can't regret it.
No, he said briskly, shaking away the darker thoughts and turning back to his daughter with a smile. Because if it hadn't happened, I wouldn't be able to do this. He kissed her softly on the forehead, spinning her towards her room at the same time. Get some sleep, Evie. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. She grinned wryly and waved goodnight, leaving him standing there, staring up at the portrait. Big was a bit of an understatement. As far as big days went, they didn't get bigger than this. It was the 25th anniversary of the day her family saved the world. Evie opened her